Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, 88.9 FM. And we have Melanie Cutting with us again today. So it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So welcome, Melanie.
Hello.
And did you see a movie this week?
I did see a movie this week.
Oh, good. Tell us about it.
It's called Sicario, Day of the Soldado. And Sicario is apparently the closest meaning is hitmen.
Okay.
And I think it's especially associated with the drug cartels in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Sicario, Day of the Soldado, and Soldado, I believe, is soldier. This is, start right off, this is not a movie I would recommend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we can go up from there. It is a sequel to the movie, the original movie, Sicario, which was made in 2015. With a superb director. I believe it was Denis Villeneuve who did that. And that movie had just a real feel and a kind of a sense about it. It was a thriller, but it was well acted and a good story. This is kind of like the poor cousin. It's different. They've changed directors. I had to think that Denis Villeneuve was either not interested or busy. And they decided that, oh, this movie turned out to be a sleeper hit back in 2015, so it needs a sequel. So 3 years later, here's the sequel. And the stars are two men who were stars of the other one, Benicio del Toro and Josh Brolin. Josh Brolin is in like every second movie this summer.
Mm-hmm.
He's just raking it in. The one of the key players in the previous movie was Emily Blunt, and she really was the kind of the touchstone, the person you could identify most with, because she was puzzled by things that were going on, and the audience was kind of puzzled and taken aback. So, but she's not in it, and there's no one even like her in the movie. Essentially, the story concerns a made-up war, which the FBI, CIA, the various agencies that look after things like taking care of drug cartels decided, oh, the best way to get rid of a drug cartel, or to get rid of the whole scene, not just mm-hmm. one drug cartel, is by starting a fight between the two biggies in Mexico. And in order to start that fight, this little group of somewhere between, a little unclear to me now whether they were FBI or soldiers, or in any event, they were working for the U.S. government. And they said, we're going to kidnap the daughter of one of the big kingpins in one of the two big cartels. So they do. But things go very, very wrong. And certainly from bad to worse. And the Benicio del Toro character, who is a hitman, has a soft spot for this. She's 16.
Okay.
16-year-old girl. Soft spot in a good way. She reminds him very much of his daughter who was killed a few years ago and has turned the Benicio del Toro character into a kind of a hitman himself. So he decides he's going to protect her from being killed, basically, because the U.S. government has said, this has gone sideways, this whole operation, and we can't leave either this Benicio del Toro character or the girl that he has kidnapped to talk about it, because it will look bad. So they set out to do in both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I won't give away a whole lot of stuff about the movie, except to say that it seemed to me that there would be another sequel coming down the pike.
Okay.
I don't know if this will happen or not. I'm kind of hoping it doesn't.
Okay.
It honestly, the whole thing just left a really bad taste in my mouth.
Oh.
And I don't say that often. And I'm not terribly squeamish about violence in movies. Bad things happening to good people. It's the way things are. But this movie was just vile on so many levels. I think poor Mexico is already under so much fire in the U.S. from Trump and his cohorts and supporters. And this movie kind of basically says, well, yeah, here's why we need a wall. And here's what's not only our Mexican, you know, undocumented illegal immigrants coming through the border, but there are these same people who are getting these people to the border and theoretically through the border are also bringing in terrorists.
Okay.
Setting off suicide bombs. And anyway, it's just like, really? You know, was this really necessary at this point? I just think that among many groups in the United States and elsewhere are just so put upon. Certainly Muslims are one, and Mexicans is another group, and they're really not doing them any favors with this movie. All the Mexicans seem to be kind of either gang related or driven entirely by money, and the more illegal the better, and if you can shoot someone and get away with it, then go ahead and do it. It's kind of like, oh, it's a 2-hour movie, and I watched the whole thing, partly because I just wanted to see how it sort of all
exactly
turned out, but it was just like, ew, this is not a movie that I would recommend, so I'm not recommending it. And I did look at, my favorite site, Rotten Tomatoes, to see how it was doing in terms of audience appeal and other things. And in fact, it's not doing terribly well. It has, on the other hand, it's not doing as poorly as some others. It's got a 64% approval rating, unlike some of the movies which I have loved, kind of like The Incredibles 2 and Deadpool 2 and RGB. Anyway, this movie is, it's not a total bomb, and I did read some of the reviews, and some were pretty positive. I don't think anybody saw it as an absolute wonderful film. But a few people said, well, yeah, there are some redeeming features. I must admit, I had trouble seeing those redeeming features. I would happily watch the first Sicario again, just because when I watched it the first time 3 years ago, I thought, wow, this really is. It's sort of a surprise, surprisingly good movie, and I think it surprised a whole lot of people by being as good as it was and as not jingoistic as this one has turned out to be. So, as I say, kind of the poor cousin of the first one. It's not a movie that I would see again, but I'd certainly see the first one again.
Okay.
So, away from Sicario, my son loved the poster. And it is a very interesting poster, but it looks like something, a poster that you would see in the windows of a head shop with a skeleton's face. And anyway, it's kind of grim, but a fascinating poster. But pay no attention to the poster. Okay. Avoid the movie. Okay, so what's coming along in our neighborhood are some very good movies. Sort of one at a time. The upcoming movies. The first one that's coming, the new one, in English, is coming this Friday. The movies typically change on Fridays here. And this is Ant-Man and the Wasp, which mentioned a few times in the past few weeks, just because it has a sense of humor about itself. Of course, it has superheroes, Ant-Man being a superhero and the Wasp a superhero as well, from the Marvel comics. Huge array of superheroes. So that's, and Paul Rudd plays Ant-Man.
Okay.
And he was so good, and the movie was just so fun, the first one. So the second one we're hoping is going to be as good, although typically sequels are not as good. And we would definitely make a point of seeing that one, especially after Sicario. That's like the polar opposite of Sicario. One week after that is Hotel Transylvania 3, which looks like good fun. I happen to really quite like the Hotel Transylvania movie, but this one, I think they originally said, look, two is enough. And then they said, oh, but let's have the Hotel Transylvania gang go on a cruise.
Okay.
So this is so that should be apparently fun. Yeah. this is where this one's going. So that's July 13th. That's a week from this Friday. And on that very same day, in locally, the movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson opens up called Skyscraper. And it has overtones of the Bruce Willis movie from a few years ago where he had to go into a skyscraper and rescue his wife, among other things. And that movie also spawned a couple of sequels. This one is Dwayne Johnson climbing the world's tallest building from the outside with a fire going. Anyway, it looks like you know a good example of what it is, which is a movie, a blockbuster kind of movie based on a. They don't make as many of these as they used to. I'm trying the word. It was kind of like a Towering Inferno kind of movie.
Okay.
That's how it appears to me, having read a little bit about it and seen a couple of trailers. So, again, if you like that kind of movie, and I sometimes do, it's not something I would necessarily go out and make a real point of seeing, but I probably will see this one. And the week after that is another movie that I've mentioned as being well worth watching if you like ABBA and if you like the first Mamma Mia. This is called, basically it's Mamma Mia 2. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. So I do like ABBA. I did enjoy the first Mamma Mia, so I suspect I will like this one as well. There are more movies further down, but I won't go into those because they're too far away. So we have one coming this Friday, two next Friday, and then the Friday after. Actually, there's two. There's the Mamma Mia, and there's another a Denzel Washington movie, a sequel to The Equalizer called, of course, Equalizer 2.
Okay.
So, in a nutshell, there are indeed lots of English movies that are coming. And in terms of what's there and what's not staying, I can talk a little bit about that. The movies that are playing downtown at the Maison de Cinema. As I said, Ant-Man will be starting shortly. The Incredibles 2 are still there. Yay, in English. The Jurassic World, still there. There's a comedy called Uncle Drew, which I don't know a whole lot about. It looks silly, and I think silly movies have an audience. I'm not usually among them, but
okay.
There is, and I might surprise myself and really enjoy this one. So Uncle Drew is there now. Sicario. So there's a few there. Another movie that is, well, there's some French language films which are on their way out. This will be the last. And there's another movie which I. This one. Begin. It's there already, and it's called The First Purge, and it's a purge movie, and it's actually the prequel to several other purge movies which have come out over the past few years, where, to put it succinctly, there's something like, I believe it's one evening a week, one evening a year, when anybody who wants to get out and create absolute mayhem and kill people can do so with no punishment.
Yeah, I've watched one of those. Not exactly my favorite.
Well, this is the first one.
Okay.
So the only thing that I think might be interesting about it, it tells the story of how the first purge came about. How did this idea, where did this idea ever come from? I'm finding it in today's world more and more, it's easier and easier to figure out where these ideas came from. Whereas I would not have said that a few years ago. So that's what's playing downtown. It's a really good place to go on a really hot day because it's air conditioned, and the seats are very comfortable. And as always, the staff there is very pleasant. It's a nice way to spend a couple of hours, and it's not a terribly expensive way to spend some time. If you buy one of a package of 8 passes for $7 each, $56, and then you can go to the movies a whole bunch of times and see lots and lots of films.
Sounds good.
I think that's it for now. Possibly when I review the next movie, which I think is going to be Ant-Man and the Wasp, I'll have my co-moviegoers with me to add some insight.
Okay, that would be great. Okay, so definitely a great place to go to get cool and enjoy some cheap entertainment. Thank you very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.